Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He's done in our lives. Saints of God, I came on a second or two earlier just to say to the person and all of you who are coming to this time of prayer and meditation, this is a moment of sacred moment, sacred responsibility, sacred strength, sacred power. This is not a time for us to be doing other things and to be mixed up with other situations. God is speaking to so many. I listen to hear the folks coming on every morning, and I hear the testimonies through emails, through personal telephone calls. God is using this moment that we're together to heal, to deliver, and to set free. God is using this moment to strengthen us, to keep us, and to prepare us for whatever life brings our way. There are so many people who have came to the East Zion Fair Church and become partners and part of our family because of what God is doing in this 30 minutes that we're together. I beg that you would bring your mind, your spirit into fold with what the Lord is doing and not allow yourself to be caught up in other stuff. I know some people have to be at work, but putting your phone on mute help those of us who are struggling, who are trying to hear God, who are trying to find another strength in our faith. This time of prayer and meditation has been going on for years. We have never been interrupted because God is speaking every morning to some person, to some situation, and to something. And I want to always make sure that I have availed myself to His Spirit, that you may be healed, that I may be healed, that we may be delivered and set free. Believe it or not, God is real. God is real. He's real, real, really real. And regardless of where life lands us, regardless of the struggles that we go through, regardless of the circumstances that are happening in our lives, it is God who is our consistency. It is God who brings us out. It is God who heals us. It is God who delivers us, not Pastor Curry. He has no heaven or hell. He has no power. All power is in the hand of God. I lead you to the one who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask, think, or imagine. I lead you to the one who's able to solve your problems and give you a word. The one who's able to rub your head and remind you there's still life. Saints of God, this day the Lord has made. We will, we shall, we must rejoice and be glad in it. This day the Lord has made. We must recognize His presence. We must recognize His power. And we must recognize the potential that God wants to give to each of us in this day. Yes, it is the Lord's Day, Sunday. Many will leave this time of prayer and meditation and go into various churches across this country. But you can certainly say you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. You can certainly say, I've been in the presence of the Lord during the 5 a.m. moment because you've heard a word from the Lord. The Lord desires to heal you. The Lord desires to deliver you. The Lord desires to set you free. The Lord desires to give you power, to give you hope, and to give you joy. You have a part in that play. You have a part in that desire. This is a whosoever will way. Only what you anticipate and expect from God will God deliver in your life. You want joy. You have to expect that God can take that confusion and turn it into joy. You want forgiveness. You have to expect God to be the forgiving God, not people, not circumstances, but God, and that God is our deliverer. If you want more, you have to recognize that there's nothing too hard for God. and what may seem like an extremity to man, it is very much possible for our God. This morning, the Lord shared with me that this day is going to be a special day, that somebody is going to receive what they've been praying for. Somebody's going to get what they've been asking for. And I want to make sure that you are in that spot, you're in that position to receive. All too often, our heads are down. The anger that's in us supersedes the God who is with us. But God is saying, it's in His hand, the whole world. It's in His hand, the whole circumstance. It's in His hand, whatever is happening in your personal life. You have to leave it in His hand and watch Him fix it. I'm a living witness. God can fix it. God can turn it. God can make it right. What you have to do is this: trust and never doubt. He sees you. He hears you. He has responded to you. Sometimes there's a little atmosphere turbulence. Would you say, Pastor? Sometimes there's an atmosphere turbulence where between God's issuing and you receiving, the enemy is working, trying to keep you from getting it. How could that be so? If God has sent it, why don't it just land in my lap? Because we play a part. We allow things to distract us from getting what God has for us. God is saying, clear your mind, clear your spirit, and receive from me. Don't allow circumstance, situations, things, people, don't allow it to get in between what God is doing. God wants to bless you coming, and He wants to bless you going. God wants to give you health. God wants to give you strength. He wants to clear up the stuff that's been plaguing you. But you keep thinking about it. You keep working with it. You keep trying to figure it out. You're not powerful enough. I'm not powerful enough to be able to solve the things that come in my life, that comes in your life. But what you can do is you can trust God. You can believe God. You can stand firm on Him and clear yourself up so that God can be available to do what He wants to do. Don't allow anything to get between what God is trying to do in your life. The problem came. The circumstances are happening around you. But regardless of all of that, greater is the one who is inside of you than everything that is around you. God can fix it. Are you available to allow Him to do it? Or are you sidetracked with anger, with emotions, with proclivities that is blocking God from solving your circumstance? Remember what I said. You prayed about it. God heard it. God answered. He has sent you the answer. He has sent you the response. He has honored you. But sometimes things get between you and that answer. Cleanse yourself that God may arise and that your enemies may be scattered. I give you a secret. What I do when my life gets overwhelming, I close down. I say, Lord, You speak. And what I found out, He'll lead you. He'll show you. He'll guide you. He'll protect you. And most of all, what the enemy is after is your mind. He wants to destroy your mind. Because if he destroys your mind, he got your whole life. You are bigger than that burden. You are bigger than that sickness. You are bigger than that transition. Build your hope on God. Build your mind on the things of God and watch God work it out. Watch God fix it. I'm begging you, I did not even think about telling you before. You have to cleanse yourself that God may come in and work it out. That God may come in and fix it. You're worried about something that you're praying about. It doesn't go together. Oil and vinegar, or shall I say water and oil, does not go together. They cannot intertwine and mix. There is no way they can work together. One will be on the top while the other will be at the bottom. And that's what happens with our worry and our prayers. Either you will trust God or you will just hold on to what you're going through. You're bigger than that. You're stronger than that. And that's why I get by myself. That's why I close the world out when it's time to hear from God, to receive from God. Because that's the key. You have to get yourself in a position where you're not hearing people, where you're not hearing things, where you're not hearing circumstances, but you're only hearing God. And people who don't know God, they don't believe what I'm telling you. They're fixed on their own fixations. But people who know that God is real, they know that you can go to the rock that is higher than you. But you can't go to him with a whole lot of rocks in your hand. You'll get confused. You'll get discombobulated. But what you have to do is you have to build yourself through prayer and being clean and watch God speak. Watch God solve. Watch God work it out. And you'll find yourself scratching your head saying, Lord, had I known before, I would have done this a long time ago. God has so much work for you to do. His desire is not that you would perish. His desire is not that you will be stressed out. But his desire is that you may have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's his desire for your life. That's what he wants to do in your life. And he can do it if you are willing and you're able to let him be the head of your life, to let him arise, and all of the enemies of your life be scattered. You have to trust God. Your worry is not in vain. He will give you beauty for your ashes. You have to trust him and let other stuff go. You have to trust him and let other stuff go. This morning, the word of God to you, it's coming out of Zephaniah chapter 3. You don't hear that book too often. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. That's where the word of God is coming from this morning. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. This word the Lord landed in my spirit as I was ministering to someone who was hurting this week. And I just could not let this text go. I had to share it with you today. Zephaniah chapter 3, and I gave it to them, and it helped them. And I believe it'll help you. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, listen to it. The Lord is with you. He will save you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. It's a comfort, brother, my sister. He will rejoice over you with singing. Let me read it again. The Lord is with you. He will save you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The word of God to you today is the Lord is with you. So much is happening. So much is going on. Here's your word today. The Lord is with you. Shut off the world. Stop trying to be a people pleaser. Stop trying to get yourself in a position where everybody will know your name, where everybody will know your situation. Shut down your world of trying to be on the Hall of Fame and recognize one true reality that can heal you, One true reality that can deliver you. One true reality that can set you free. Here it is. The Lord is with you. The words of the text, as the prophet had, his business was to encourage the saints, to remind them of the hope that is found in the God of our salvation. He says, the Lord is with you. He will save you. Salvation is not just salvation, saving of soul, but salvation is saving from the thing that is perplexing you, the thing that is harming you, the thing that is troubling you. He will save you. And then the writer turns his attention and it says, he will rejoice over you with gladness. It is the Lord's good pleasure to bless your coming in and your going out. It is not his desire that you be stressed out. It is not his desire that you go through what you're going through. It is not his desire for you to be sick. It is his good pleasure to bless you, but you're going to have to stop worrying. You're going to have to stop being stressed out over things that you cannot control. You cannot control what the doctor's report has indicated. You cannot control what people have done. But what you can control is you. You can control your faith journey. Where God is in your life, you're going to have to say, God, you are first. I heard this. I saw that. I experienced this, but God, you lead, you guide, and you direct me. And what the Lord will do, as long as there's nothing blocking between you and he will lead, guide, and direct you into all truth. He made it a promise from his word. Some people are hooked up on what other people have said. They carry other people's water. They're stressed out. They're worried. How am I going to look? The devil is a liar. Do not do that. God is with you. He will provide for you. He will take care of you. He will hold you up according to the word of God with his right hand. And everything that plagues you, you'll be able to see it, but it won't be able to seize you. The Lord is with you is your word today. Wherever life has placed you today, and I want you to hear me, wherever life has placed you today, it's essential that you know that the Lord is with you. I know voices are in your head. I know doubt and suspicion is trying to overwhelm you. The Lord is with you. Brother Elisha called me this week, one of our deacons, and he said, Pastor, I want to give you an update. And he began to share his return to the church when that moment will come, and how he was so faithful and won't be able to do this and won't be able to do that. And I said to him, and I want to say it to all of you, you don't need to justify who you are and where you are going and what's happening and why you might have to step back. God has fashioned a miracle in your life. And because God has fashioned a miracle in your life, let God arise. I'm just glad you're coming back. I'm just glad that you're able to see, feel, experience what a miracle really is. All too often in our full church and faith journey, we hear about miracles. We read about them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel in the lion's den. The woman who had an issue of blood. The man who was blind for 38 years. The man couldn't walk for 38 years, the man who was blind at the pool of Bethesda. We hear of those miracles. We even hear about maybe a person in the world that we live in may have gotten a miracle. But too often we've not experienced one that we can identify as a miracle. But the Lord is saying, every day I'm with you, it's a miracle. So I told Brother Deacon Elisha, listen, you come and know that God is with you, and you have served well. Know that God is with you. And that's what we must tell you today. God is with you. You don't have to justify your being. God is with you. You don't have to prove how saved and sanctified you are. God is with you. And if God be with you, he's more than everything that is against you. I am a living witness to that. And I'm not by myself today. If God be with you, he's more than the whole world against you. You're not going through what you're going through by accident. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You're going to be troubled on every side. Yet God is going to remind you, before you throw in the towel, God is going to remind you, before you start crying out of control, God is going to remind you, before your emotions get the best of you, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. It is when you put God out of your life that God departs your life. He recognizes the whosoever will part. And I want to beg you today to trust God and know that he is with you. You are not in a circumstance that is so heavy that God cannot lift you. You are not in a situation that is so burdensome that God cannot fix it. You are the prime candidate for God's next miracle. You have to receive it. You have to believe it. And you have to stand on it. I'm giving you the truth today. Don't hear my voice. My voice is weak. My voice is feeble. My voice is fallible. But the voice of God can do anything but fail. The voice of God can lift you. The voice of God can strengthen you. The voice of God can make a way for you. The voice of God can turn your situation around. My brother, my sister, hear ye the word of the Lord today. And his word is very clear that I am with you. Boy, do you know what that means? No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. His word is, I am with you. Do you know what that means? When everybody else turns on you, he'll come to you. When the doors are shut, he'll open them up. Matter of fact, if they shut a door, he's not even going to use their door. He's going to open up a window for you to get to the blessing, the miracle that he has for your life. If you are willing, if you are able, God is able to do it. Close your mind up to this nasty, mean, and evil world. People only last for a season, but God lasts for a year, forever and ever. The Bible teaches us that the heavens and the earth will pass away, but God's word will stand forever. And that's where I bank my hope. That's where I lay my hat. What God has said, I believe it. It's settled in me. It's settled in heaven. It's settled on earth. Who will believe the report of the Lord? Or will you keep believing what your eyes are seeing? Will you keep believing what your ears are saying? The enemy works throughout the atmosphere. I said to the church on Sunday as I was preaching, when Satan was booted out of heaven, where do you think he landed? He landed on earth. He's here. He can allow havoc. He's here having a lot of confusion. But listen, this is not my home. I don't get my instructions from this earth. I get my instructions from heaven because I'm just a pilgrim journeying through a troubled, a confused, and a mixed up world. But the God that I serve said these words to me, and he's saying them to you today. I am with you. You're hurting. I am with you. You're sad. I am with you. You're sick. I am with you. Trouble is in your neighborhood. I am with you. To the Mother AME Church, I received word that on Franklin Street that the church was on fire this morning. Here's God's word to you if one of you are listening. I know the pastor comes on every so often on our time of prayer and meditation. The Lord is saying, I am with you. The building has nothing to do with me. We put too much emphasis on the building. But God is saying, fix your affections on me. I am with you. And if I'm with you, no fire can burn me. If I am with you, no water can drown me. If I am with you, nothing can destroy you. This morning, the word of God is to you is simple. The Lord is with you. And you must know that. You must know that without any doubt. You must stand on it. And the question of why, Pastor, I got to go this morning. Why, Pastor, must you have the assurance that the Lord is with you? One, to quiet your spirit. Quiet, 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 quiet. You're thinking about this. You're thinking about that. Your mind is over here. Your mind is over there. You need to know that the Lord is with you so your spirit can be quieted. Peace be unto you and goodwill. The Lord is saying, I want to quiet you so that you can hear me, so that you can follow me, so that you can have direction. That's number one. So he can quiet you. But here's another one. So he can quell you. What does that mean, Pastor? So he can solve and save you from whatever. If you're moving around, you're going to injure yourself spiritually and physically. If you're falling apart, you're going to mess yourself up. He wants to quell you from it. But if there's no quietness in your spirit, you're going to be all over the place. You're going to mess up relationships that you should be preserving. Peace be still unto you, because I am with you, the Lord is saying. I want to quiet you. I want to quell you. But here's the last thing I want to do. The Lord is saying to some brother, some sister, some person who's listening to me, not only do I want to quell you, not only do I want to quiet you, but I want to qualify you. I want to qualify you. I want to deem you worthy for the miracle I'm about to do in your life. Oh, boy, that just blessed my spirit. That blessed my spirit. He wants to qualify me. You are worthy to receive from God. When you have quiet yourself, when you have allowed yourself to be quelled so that he could save you from it, then you are the prime candidate for the miracle God has for your life. He wants to qualify you. He can't do it if you're running and going crazy, if you're just destroying yourself, if you're letting your emotions get the best of you. I just look at some people, the emotional wrecks. I believe God, but no buts about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You either believe God or you don't. And today, going through all that we're going through, it's decision day. Will you believe God? Will you believe God? Will you believe God? Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, I thank you for who you are and what you've done. You've been a gracious and a kind God. You've given us a word today. And you've given us a word that we need to quiet ourselves. We need to quell ourselves. And we need to be qualified by you. And because you're the author and finisher of our faith, God, we put ourselves in your hand and we say thank you. We thank you, God, for all you've done. You make no mistakes. You know exactly what you're doing. And God, our lives are in your hand. And we say yes to your will and yes to your way. This morning we pray for the saints and Mother African AME Church. We pray for them today, God. We pray for their strength, their minds. And Father, whilst there are people who put more emphasis on a building than they do on you, God, let them focus on you. Let them see your hand. Let them see your work. Let them see that you have not left them. You're there with them. Because, God, you're the one who has the power to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Use them, God, for your glory. And use them for your honor. We thank you, God, and we praise you. Father, we pray today for Deaconess Claudia Jones' continued healing. Thank you, God, for the miracle. Thank you, God, for blessing her the way you did. We pray for comfort this morning for the Hayward and the Myers family. We pray, God, that you will strengthen them, God, during this time of bereavement. Father, there is no hurt on earth that heaven cannot heal. We pray for missionary Karen Tolson today. Father, during this transitioning of her mother, I pray, God, your strength, your power, your wisdom upon her life. Keep her calm, God, keep her moving forward, yes, to your will. We pray this morning for Sister Hemingway. Father, I pray that you will strengthen her in this moment. I pray, God, that you would touch her. Whatever she's going through, God, you know. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would fix it, that you would turn it, and that you would make everything all right. We pray for Brother Kenan Hunt. Continue to strengthen him, God. Continue to lift him, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Minister Cleckley, and we thank you, God, for how you returned him to church looking good. And God, we thank you because you're the miracle working God. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones this morning. Strengthen her. We pray for Sister Ashley Murray this morning. Strengthen her. We pray for Michelle today. Father, we pray for Brother Ben Mobley. Keep them strong in the apples of your eye. Thank you, Father. And Father, for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, Father, we stand with them. We stand in agreement with them. Father, we put it in your hand, and we say and heal. We say and deliver, and we say and set free. Father, according to your will, let it be so, as you've done miracles for so many others. Father, you're no respecter of God. You can do it for them. So, Father, we thank you, and we thank you for the miracles that you are sending their way. Thank you, God. And, Father, for those who can hear me this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen them through the word of God today. They heard you today, God. You're with us. You are with us. You are with us. What does that mean, God? That means can't nothing defeat us. That means a smile is going back on our faces. That means we're going to be calm. We're going to be cool, and we're going to be collective. Father, you are with us. So bless your people today. Those who've heard the word, bless them and strengthen them. Father, for the pastors who are on the call today, I pray, God, as they mount the pulpit this morning, that you will strengthen them. Give them what they need. The ministers who will be preaching this morning, Father, strengthen their cords. Strengthen the anointing that's in their lives. Let the people receive, receive, receive you, God, and let somebody be saved today, delivered today, and set free. Father, we put the people in your hand, and we say, have your way in their lives. Strengthen them and keep them. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your healing power.
Amen. Great name.
So worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.